More than 100 Montrealers gathered on Thursday for the International Day of Social Justice. Outside the Centre Saint-Pierre, they called for more solidarity and less scapegoating from decision makers in Quebec.
Everybody is fed up of this discourse that promote intolerance, and we really just want them to stop and redirect it towards the real solution, which is to reinvest massively into the social safety net.
Maude Provost is a spokesperson for FRACA Montréal, a coalition of community groups who organized Thursday's protest. She says that these days, Quebecers have less access to social services and other supports.
If the government continue in this path of disinvestment, it means a lot more of poverty. It means less quality of life for everybody.
C'est qu'on trouve qu'il y a beaucoup d'iniquités, il y a beaucoup de gens qui sont dans la rue qui souffrent.
Participant Stéphane Laproche says it's hard to understand why decision makers don't act as more and more people find themselves in tough situations.
Les gens qui l'ont élu, c'est pas uniquement les riches qui sont en haut, c'est aussi son peuple en bas.
It's not only the rich who elected the government, it's also the people at the bottom. But I don't think the government sees the reality of what's happening. They're busy eating in fancy restaurants. And when you ask them for help, it's their attachés who respond. They don't see the reality.
C'est une des raisons pourquoi nous on revendique les équités sociales.
But it's not just what the government hasn't done that worries citizens. It's the rhetoric they use too.
In the last 2 years, we've seen an increase of 300,000 temporary immigrants, 300,000 additional people. So of course it has a major impact on services like education, like healthcare. A major impact also on housing.
This is Premier François Legault speaking at a press conference in Montreal last August, where he announced just one of a slate of measures limiting pathways to permanent residency. Elsewhere, he said that temporary migrants are 100% to blame for Quebec's housing crisis. But that's not what Montrealers say they're seeing on the ground.
One of the biggest issues that we're dealing with right now is just the rise of gentrification in our neighborhood.
Kathleen Goodmanson works at Action Gardien in Pointe St. Charles, a historically working-class neighborhood that's been struggling with gentrification. She says she sees the housing crisis hit her neighbors more and more.
It's really all around us. I could tell you about, I live in Pointe St. Charles as well as working in Pointe St. Charles, and the building just behind me over the past 3 years, it's been very clear that everyone who was living there, it was affordable housing. Everyone who was living there was kicked out. It was renovated so you can see through the windows that now you have, you know, shiny new kitchens, you have an improved fire escape, but it's still the same building as those that are surrounding it, and now they're being rented out as luxury condos. When this happens, it means that people not only lose their home, but they also lose their community, people who have lived there for generations, and so they have to move further away.
But Goodmanson says it's not migration at the root of this crisis.
It's not immigrants coming in that are the problem. It is real estate developers who want to turn housing into a commodity that's only sold to the highest bidder. When you turn housing into a commodity, that means that more and more people are going to have to go without.
Provost agrees. She says she'd like to see the government shift its focus away from pointing fingers and toward supporting the most vulnerable.
For myself, I feel like immigrants are unfairly targeted, as well as homeless persons, and all of this make them more isolated instead of putting us together. We really should help the people that are the most vulnerable to those crises instead of scapegoating them.
Goodmanson says it's that support that social justice is all about.
Concretely, I think it's being in solidarity with your neighbors. And your neighbor might be the person who is panhandling at the metro station. Your neighbor might be the small business owner who has had to give up their business because they can't afford a massive rent increase. Your neighbor might be someone who, you know, with all the snow that we have outside, isn't able to get outside right now because no one has shoveled in front of their walk. I think social justice by many detractors is often seen as this sort of idealistic hippie approach to things, but I think fundamentally it's just noticing what is going on in the community around you and saying, how can I help?
It's really helping to feel less lonely and to bridge the gap in the social safety net, to talk together, to meet together, and to make little spaces of a better world.
A spokesperson for Lionel Carman, the minister responsible for social services, did not respond to a request for comment from CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.